DreamWorks Animation might be able to use some of that money. It's announced a loss of nearly $4 million for the second quarter. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
For a company that's had considerable success, DreamWorks Animation has been through the ringer on Wall Street. While its recent films, Shrek 2 and Madagascar, have performed well, DreamWorks Animation disappointed the investment community by promising even better results than it delivered. The company's stock has been punished, though entertainment industry analyst Harold Vogel thinks the worst is over.
From here on out, maybe you can't expect it to rise significantly, but it is far from being in any kind of financial difficulty, and they have many successful projects, or hopefully successful projects, still to come.
Nonetheless, DreamWorks Animation is facing a world of woe. The company is now dealing with shareholder lawsuits and a federal probe of possible insider trading. And it has to overcome lingering distrust on Wall Street, as Vogel points out.
The markets are pretty brutal when it comes to valuations once they are disappointed.
All in all, DreamWorks hasn't turned out the way its founders, David Geffen, Steven Spielberg, and Jeffrey Katzenberg, envisioned more than 10 years ago. The idea of having a thriving music, television, and internet presence has gone by the boards. And even running the remaining film production company has proved difficult, Vogel says.
This business of making movies is a monster that eats cash all the time, and it's not as easy as it used to be to raise that kind of money.
At this point, the future is far from certain. As the publicly held animation unit struggles to regain its footing, the privately owned live-action movie division has its own woes. Though it started out with Oscar winners like American Beauty and Gladiator, it has hit a very cold streak. Geffen is negotiating to sell the live-action company to NBC Universal, and Vogel predicts that the media giant may eventually absorb DreamWorks Animation as well. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, directed by Kara Gerhard-Tello, Christine Arismith, and Van Williamson. Our production staff includes Ben Bergman, Wilma Consul, Emily Oxenschlager, Claudette Lindsay-Haberman, Diana Douglas, Julia Bailey, Steve Monroe, Joel Riddle, Sarah Spivak, Melinda Weir, and Melissa Yeager-Miller.
Our senior producer is Robin Gradison. Our senior editor is Bruce Auster. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.